Blog Talk Radio.
Computer on.
Space, the final frontier. These are the voyages of the starship
Mele.
Prize. Its 5-year mission to explore.
That good help candy, baby.
You know him.
To seek
out new life and new civilizations. To boldly go where no has gone before.
It is time for the hottest show on the internet. It is Renegade Radio with your host, DJ Smell So Good, and international
co-host,
Mrs. Tasha
Sugar. Interface
complete.
Some shit like that. I don't know. Welcome to the motherfucking show, though, man. I'm sorry about that, people. I am currently waiting on the little special package from China. Ordered a little something over the internet, the wonderful wild world of internet. And, today is My Health, Your Health Monday. So I've been running back and forth, you know what I'm saying, just trying to make sure I don't miss my shipment. You know how UPS does. Punk motherfuckers knock 2 times and then hang up on your goddamn or leave your package outside the motherfucking door. You know what I'm saying? So I'm on UPS right now trying to figure out what the hell to do to that. Package left 6 this morning. It's now 12 in the afternoon. Yeah, I just expecting to get my shit. So I ain't getting my shit yet. But it's all good. Shouts out to Heavenly Angel, you know what I'm saying, for coming up here super early. Super early. And we got Texas on the line. All right, see you, girl. I already see you. And Miss Treese right there. She's representing old Texas. I'll beam up in a second, y'all. Tell y'all a little bit about what's going on today. You know what I'm saying? The description of the show is My Health, Your Health Monday. We do this each and every Monday from now on because it's time to promote some good health. You know what I'm saying? So are you living right? Or at least do you feel healthy? You know, do you maintain a proper diet? Or are you like myself and can eat anything and still be healthy and weightless type of person? Do you take vitamins or supplements to help you get through the day? Is your health affected by your surroundings or the people you are around? You know, just a couple of questions. You know what I'm saying? Well, come on through and let's come up with some healthy choices and talk about how things affect our daily lives. You know what I'm saying? Daily healthy lives. Real, right here on the Starship Smelly Pride, a.k.a. Wrecking the Game Radio. We're doing this real big. And I'm talking about something else different today, though. I'm talking about some meditation type shit. Y'all heard me when I came on doing that and all that type of shit. Well, we're going to be doing a lot of that. We're going to be getting in touch with our inner I don't know what the fuck you want to call it, our inner beings today, and a.k.a. our chakras. Chakras. Chakra. And this is coming from eclecticenergies.com. www.eclecticenergies.com. It's ECTICENERGIES. Eclecticenergies.com. And we're talking about how to open up your chakras today. You know what I'm saying? So this is a lot of shows on here dedicate their shows to like Miss Laugh a Lot. You know what I'm saying? She do the laugh to the left. She's a laughing yoga guru. So she teaches you how to laugh and release endorphins and all that other kind of shit. Oh, motherfucker knocking on my door. Y'all gonna hear a couple of little brief pauses and stuff because I'm waiting on the damn dude, and I don't have to just shut the hell the show down and then run over there and be like, hey, motherfucker. So a lot of people, you know what I'm saying, be trying to get their meditation on, but don't know how, you know what I'm saying. You might have went and tried to sign up for a yoga course, found out the bitch was higher than a motherfucker. Or it just really wasn't right for you, you know what I'm saying. So, hey, hopefully this show is right for you, and we're going to get into it today. Doing some I's, some O's, and all that type of shit. So let me go ahead and get some status updates from around the world, and I mean the world. It's going down right here. Might help you well, my dad. Uh-oh, something wrong with my beam, people. Something wrong with my beam. It's sounding a little low there, people. I'd rather try that again. Y'all hold on. Let's try that again. Something ain't right with the starship today. Something ain't right. It's all good, though. We're going to make it through. We're going to make it through this day. You know what I'm saying? And here we go. Let's try that one more again. There we go. Sound a little bit better. Treece, what's up, baby?
Sound better.
It sounded a little low, didn't it?
Yeah.
I thought it did. Let's see. Chatroll.com. What the hell is this? Chatroll is interactive. What, we can sit up here and do the damn, what the hell is Chatroll for? Woman, I ain't finna sign up for it if I don't know what the hell it is. Oh, let's take a tour of it. Yeah, we got Miss Heavenly Angel in the chat room that has dropped something on the bridge. It's called Chatroll. I love Chatroll. It's definitely the best feature of my site. Chatroll lets you to deliver the most engaging live interactive experience for your site or blog. Create your Chatroll live chat widget and add it to your site in under a minute. Whether you run a popular blog or community-orientated website, Chatroll is the live interaction solution that just works always. Okay. Yeah. Blah, blah, blah. Why you love Chatroll? Yeah. Well, you start Chatroll, blah, 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 blah. It works. Okay. What the motherfucker you done said? It worked. Fuck is it for? It just works. I motherfucking please. And anything that's got this damn prices and plans, I kind of stay away from because free is for me. All right. Well, let's see. For the free, you
Yeah,
I don't do all that. Man, I don't pay for shit on the internet. I'm paying for the motherfucking internet. Think I'm going to pay for anything on the goddamn internet? Hell to the gnaw. Anything around this motherfucker should be free. And I can show you a million ways to find that bitch for free. Holler at your boy.
My favorite word, free.
Hey, holler at your boy. You know what I'm saying? Talking about try it, rich, free. Nah, free. Let's see. You get up to unlimited chat roles. You get 25 simultaneous users, 1 month of archive storage, and well, I don't know what the hell a user payment is. One user payment. I ain't with no motherfucking payment now. I'm telling you. How the hell are you going to pay to use some shit for free? Single sign-on, private messaging, white label, developer API, and help and support. You don't get none of that with the free shit. What is in my chat role? Earnings. You should decide to use chat role's revenue generation features. Your earnings will... Oh, yeah? Well, then I have two favorite words, getting paid and free. You know what I'm saying? Yep. Them are my two favorite words. Now, I'm saying you can get paid off of this motherfucker. How can we get paid? I can do something like that. Let's go back to the bridge, and I'm pretty sure she'll be able to.
You can put something like that and get paid, you know.
I have many roles. Good place to look at my site for free. It's free. Chat role for free. And she's been on there for a year now. Well, drop your link, woman. Is it a chat role link? With a chat rolling. Let's see if we can find somebody on here. Let's see if we can find Heavenly Angel. Angels in Heaven. We got Angels in Heaven. We got I and Undercover, Watchers of Intera, True for Madeline, and We Are Change Toronto. All right, we're going to check out Iron Undercover. Ooh, I just want to see what the hell it looks like. So, I mean, what is it, a portable chat room?
I don't know.
That's what it looked like, a portable chat room.
That's probably what it is, yeah.
Yeah, that's what this is. Oh, okay. What would I need that? Let me think. Why would I need that? I'm trying to figure out a use because everything that I use got a chat room with it. It already has this built-in chat room. Blog Talk, Tiny Chat, Live Stream, all of them got a chat room, you know what I'm saying, with it. It come with their own chat room. But this look, I don't even know what the hell this looks like. This is a Blog Talk bite off. They biting off of Blog Talk. They just don't have the call in number and shit. But it's basically set up, you know what I'm saying, with the chat room. Click on the chat room, it pop up. All right. That's what time it is then. You got a video here for rooms. Now the motherfucker keep asking me to sign up though. Fuck it, I'm a guest. There you go. Shit. This is your guest profile. Oh, okay, okay, good, good, good. Now I can. Well, okay, what the hell am I supposed to be looking for now? I don't know, I'm motherfucking confused. Shit. Alright, people, my health, your health, Monday. You know what a chakra is, there, old Miss Trees?
A what?
Chakra. You know what your chakra is. Never heard the word chakra.
No, I heard the word shock, but not chakra.
Chakra. Yeah, you never meditated, you know what yoga is?
Nah.
What? Woman, you never heard of yoga?
Heard of yoga, yeah.
Meditation.
Yeah.
All right then, well, that's what yoga is, meditation.
Yeah, I know.
Well, then you just said, yeah, you know. You know this is recorded, right? You know this show is recorded, right? You know this show is recorded, right?
Yeah.
So can't be lying on the show.
I was just joking.
Running this back for your mom and dad. Now you lying on my show. You know what I'm saying? Where your mom at, girl? Where your mom at? Put her on the phone. Put your mom on the phone.
I'm on the phone.
Oh. Oh. Oh, look at that. Fucking shit, stabbing nonce, get AIDS and die. Okay. You fuck sticks are jealous of iron. Go screw. This is what tripped me out about white folks, man. They got the craziest cuss words ever. You fuck sticks. What the hell is a fuck stick?
A fuck stick.
Oh, oh pecker. What the fuck is a... What's a peckerhead?
Peckerhead.
Hey, a peckerhead. Get on, you little peckerhead. What the fuck is that?
Hey,
oh, white folks got some crazy. We be saying motherfucker all the time. You motherfucker, you bitch, hoe. And, well, we ain't, I don't know. I don't never call nobody up. You know, hey, pussy lips. Come on over here, pussy lips. Yeah, you little pussy lips.
Hey,
you know what I'm saying? Yeah. I don't know say that. I don't know. All right, check this out. We got a couple of seconds. I'm going to get into the chakras, though. This is learn how to meditate and relax easily. I don't need no video. I'm a goddamn teacher.
In meditation,
the first thing you got to do is sit there and you got to be quiet.
Clear your mind. Clear your mind is the first thing. Clear your mind.
So this is going to be a little difficult because this is something that you really need to do. Meditation room. Oh, type in chat room. This relaxing meditation room is my room with videos to watch for relax. Oh, what? You can show a bitch video? Type in room. Oh, that might be something I can use then. Let's see. Relaxing meditation room. Peace, love, and light. There we go.
Light some candles.
Man, this shit wants you to fucking register fucking bullshit. Right, I don't do the candles and all that shit. Might light some motherfucking incense in this bitch, but I don't even do no candles.
Yeah, candles or anything. Either one.
Huh?
Like mine, everything go.
Well, yeah, candles, I guess, because they don't put off scent. You know what I'm saying? It takes away from your meditation. Like, that smells good. Nigga, concentrate, mother. Concentrate.
Yeah.
All right, let's see who we up in here. You two. Oh, you. Oh, I see what time this shit is. I see what this is. Oh, so you gonna, be on my show having your own side show. What the shit is that? Now, see, that's a funny one right there. What the shit is that?
Oh, it's something crazy out there, man.
Oh, man, you know, we got to call us up. What the shit is that? You know, man. Shouts out to the advanced version, I guess, of Tiny Chat. That's what this looks like. You ever been on Tiny Chat?
Nuh-uh.
Okay, yeah. This is like an advanced version of Tiny Chat. I guess you get a little section where you can upload videos and pictures and stuff like that, and then I don't know how to motherfucking describe it. Shit, this looks like a souped-up chat room.
Oh, okay.
Basically, and I guess you can share videos straight out the chat room.
Oh. I thought it was like a webcam or something like that. You have to see people you chat with. That's what I thought it was.
Oh, man, let me get the fuck out of this other dude's room. No, Tiny Chat's for really for perverts, man. The fucking perverts be on there talking about, hey, let me see your titties. Put your titties. Put the. Get your dumb ass out here talking about, let me see some titties. I don't know what the fuck kind of virgins want to see
right
titties.
Now? Are you naked?
You know what I'm saying? For real. No, I'm saying, but these are webcams, though. The whole site is dedicated to webcam only. You know what I'm saying? So you got a bunch of freaky fucks in this world now. Believe you me, it goes down on Tiny Chat. It goes down on Tiny Chat.
Imagine.
I mean,
I can imagine.
Man, there's a lot of lonely people out in this world that just want attention. So, you know, the invention of the webcam has been the outlet to have safe sex with the world, basically. I mean, it's all in your mental mind thinking, you know what I'm saying? You might call it perverted, but then you ain't calling going out there and fucking five females in the night perverted, though, or vice versa. You know what I'm saying? You might call that hoish, but then you ain't calling it hoish because you run out there trying to fuck five niggas, you know what I'm saying, throughout the week.
Yeah.
But you doing the physical when this ain't nothing but some mental shit, getting the same fucking effect without the stress. I ain't have to buy a bitch a hamburger. Nothing. No French fries went out this week.
Oh, man.
Ladies, not that I take y'all to, you know, McDonald's or Burger King or anything. You know, I don't get down like that. We might go to Taco Bell's or something, you know, chicken and waffles. Lie like a mother. We got no chicken and waffles down here. First time I ever seen chicken and waffles, where the fuck I was at? What the hell I went? Don't y'all got a chicken and waffles up now?
No, I know we got a waffle house.
That might have been Vegas. Somebody got the fucking chicken and waffle shit that we went and actually had. Or
maybe in California,
New Orleans. It might have been New Orleans. I don't know. It was one of the motherfucking states I went to, and the shit was, they had the fucking chicken and waffle shit. And I'm like, it tasted pretty good, though. Not no motherfucking shit to go home and write motherfucking mama about or nothing. You know what I'm saying? Like, I had chicken and waffles today, but shit. Motherfuckers down here ain't never had cheese grits. Like, what? But, you know, that's a down south thing when you come to think about it. You know what I'm saying? Most up north people eat they, which back in the days I did, you know what I'm saying? I used to eat my damn grits with sugar in it. Motherfuckers like acting like that was something. Oh, wow, how did you do that? You know what I'm saying? But nah, that was just back in the day. Shit, you ran out of butter, motherfucker. What else you going to use? Butter and cheese? Bitch, grits by themselves is a grit. That is nothing tasty. A bowl of grits eaten straight up is nothing tasty. Shit, better put something in that motherfucker, some syrup. Pour some soda in that motherfucker. Damn, you got to get some flavor going on. Shouts out to half of the Trilateral Commission coming up in this. Said it, Baby Powder Fresh J representing up there in Texas with Miss Treese. Y'all up there. Still ain't hit Bush with no shoes yet. That's why I don't really love y'all. You know what I'm saying? You know, but it's all good. You know, y'all bring me a picture of you standing in front of Bush's house. I need four pictures. I need an action shot. I need one where you're standing there, and then the other one with the shoe in your hand, and the other one where you're tossing the shoe, and the other one with the shoe is in the air, and the fourth one with the shoe almost hitting the house, and then the fifth one, bam, that motherfucker either hit Bush or it hits the house. One of the two I give you points for. What you gonna do? What you gonna do? Oh, you ain't ready. You ain't ready for it. Teresa's not ready, people. She's not ready to step up to the challenge. You ain't ready, girl. All ready, girl. We can get this game started. You ready? Here we go. 10 ways to hit Bush. We're going to get into two different ways we can hit the ex-president who fucked up our country and put it in the disarray that it is currently in, and blaming it on the black man to get us out of this hellhole. Okay, I have a few suggestions. First, anybody who's living in Texas, please go out to your nearest Payless shoe store. Please do not spend any money on patented leather shoes. They are cheap, just like Bush was. Go out and get you some patented leather shoes. Second step, go and get a whole bunch of friends to go and buy a whole bunch of patented leather shoes. Third step, go and get some more friends. They're going to buy some beer and shit, you know what I'm saying? Because all that shopping, you're going to get thirsty. Go get some beer and shit. And your fourth friend, go get some weed, because, you know, all that beer shopping, you're going to need to get high, you know what I'm saying? Calm down. All right. What I'm on fourth? Yeah. Fifth step, I don't know, because I done drunk the beer and I done smoked some weed. Now I forgot what the hell we're supposed to do. And I got these shoes in my hands, so what the fuck is going on? That fucked somebody up, wasn't it? Still ass all out the way, boy. Yeah, that fucked somebody up. I got five steps. You know, what happened to the other five? Motherfucker, I was high and drunk before I can get to them. Shit. You were paying attention. I was telling you all the steps. If you would have followed all them steps in succession, you won't make it to the sixth step. You know what I'm saying? But hey, I'm trying to help you get there. Open your chakra. All right, let me go ahead and break this down for her, because we got some newbies up in this motherfucker who don't know what is going down. All right? So this is introduction to chakra. Chakra. Trying to say it like Whoopi Goldberg. Say it again. Mufasa. Mufasa. Ooh. This is chakra. C-H-A-K-R-A-S. This is part of My Health, Your Health Monday. I'm getting to help y'all get in touch with y'all. Psychological properties. Yeah. What chakras are and their psychological properties. Chakras are centers of energy located on the midline of the body. There are seven of them, and they govern our psychological properties. The chakras located on the lower part of our body are our instinctual side. The highest ones are our mental side. So, yeah, you know, your dick and your pussy is your instincts. You think with your instincts, that will always get you fucked up. When you think with your upper body, well, ain't no dick or nothing up there, no pussy or nothing up there, what you do? You think correctly.
Yep.
Yeah.
All right. That's true.
Now, that's two of them. Now, that's your lower part of your body is your instinctual side. The highest is your mental side. All right. The chakras have various levels of activity. When they're open, they're considered operative in a normal fashion. Ideally, all chakras would contribute to our being. Our instincts would work together with our feelings and thinking. However, this is usually not the case. No, it's not. Media, your friends, and all the other kind of fuck shit, you know what I'm saying, throws all your shit off. Your mental, physical, you know what I'm saying, your instincts throws everything off, you know what I'm saying? Outside forces, people. Some chakras are not open enough, being underactive, and to compensate, other chakras are overactive. The ideal state is where the chakras are balanced. And to find out what state of chakra is, do the chakra test. Anybody want to do that? Remember, I want to take the chakra test. We're going to take that in just a second. We're going to take the test in just a second. There exist lots of techniques to balance the chakras. Mostly techniques to open chakras are used. It makes no sense to try to make overactive chakras less active as they are compensating for other chakras. To restore the compensation, they'd be overactive again in no time. To stop them from compensating, the chakras they are compensating for must be open. You see the techniques to open chakras. Yeah. All right. First thing we're going to get into is what are chakras? All right. And then after I tell you what the chakras are, then we'll turn around and get into a little test. We're going to open up somebody's chakra up in this motherfucker. Hopefully, goddamn, we're going to explode up in this bitch. We'll give you some pre-warnings because I did this shit last night by myself, and you're going to start hearing some shit. So if you start hearing some shit, don't worry. It's just you're in a meditative state, man. When that's why they tell you to get into a quiet area all to yourself. But then when you start hearing and feeling shit, don't get scared. Don't, you know what I'm saying? It's just natural. It's just shit you ain't in tune with your body. You know what I'm saying? Some things you ain't in tune with. And there's a couple of them. So when we start opening these chakras, people, don't get all fucking scared and shit. Shouts out to Cyanide in Netherlands up in this mofo flipper. And who the hell is Alice Talk, Tyler Talk? Who the hell is that? Tell her to shout out. Come on to the show. All right, your first chakra, man, is the root chakra. All right? Now, the root chakra is about being physically there and feeling at home in situations. If it is open, you feel grounded, stable, and secure. You don't unnecessarily distrust people. You feel present in the here and now and connected to your physical body. You feel you have sufficient territory. If you tend to be fearful or nervous, your root chakra is probably underactive. You easily feel unwelcome. If this chakra is overactive, you may be very materialistic and greedy. You're probably obsessed with being secure and resist change. Sounds like our government. Oh, my bad. Oops. Did I say that? All right. Going to the next one, y'all. The sacral chakra. S-A-C-R-A-L. Sacral chakra. The sacral chakra is about feeling and sexuality. When it is open, your feelings flow freely and are expressed without you being over emotional. You are open to intimacy and you can be passionate and lively. You have no problems dealing with your sexuality. If you tend to be stiff and unemotional or have a poker face, the sacral chakra is underactive. You're not very open to people. If this chakra is overactive, you tend to be a freak. You tend to be emotional all the time. You'll feel emotionally attached to people, and you can be very sexual. These are the people I'm looking for. These are the people you should be looking out for. Got your sacral. Girl, you got your sacral chakra going on. I see. Hey, girl. What the is this? Are you making secondhand calls on my show?
Huh?
Are you making secondhand calls on my show?
My uncle called me.
Where my guns at, people? We gotta take care of somebody real quick, people. Excuse me. No, she just didn't. What? Get on over there.
Keep firing! Spend some of that taxpayer money!
Oh, sorry. That's, come on to the show, man. Oh. Tell you, oh, you say your uncle called? Uncle or your auntie?
My uncle.
Oh, what the name is?
Uncle Robert.
Oh, he ain't got no uncle name and shit. What kind of shit is that? Well,
I said Uncle Robert.
Uncle Bobo, one more crazy fucked up name. Yeah, that's Uncle Bobo, crazy Uncle Fred. You know, uncles always got to have one of the most throwback names. Yeah, this is Uncle High Life. The nigga always stay high and shit. You know what I'm saying? Something. Uncle Too Drunk. Yeah, he always be under the tree too drunk. You ain't got none of them?
Yeah, I do.
Oh, you do? I know we do. All black folks got some old motherfucking backyard uncles, you know what I'm saying? Country ass, still shooting raccoons and shit, you know what I'm saying? With a refrigerator full of food, this motherfucker still hunting and shit. I'm gonna get the hell out the backyard. Shooting squirrels and shit. He hanging up dead squirrels in the shed. Talking about good eating tonight. Shouts out to all the loved ones out there, man. You know what I'm saying? Without them, shit, we wouldn't be where the fuck we be. So,
yeah.
Let's take it to the stomach area. You know what I'm saying? Which is the navel chakra. The navel chakra is about asserting yourself in a group. When it is open, you feel in control and you have sufficient self-esteem. When the navel chakra is underactive, you tend to be passive and indecisive. You're probably timid and don't get what you want. If this chakra is overactive, you are domineering and probably even aggressive. I know some of the shit you ain't know. You like, damn, all this shit been going on with me. I ain't know what the fuck been going on. I thought I just had gas or something. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
No, people, it's not gas. You don't need to take a Pepsi AC. You know what I'm saying? You need to goddamn get in touch with you. Relax. Meditate. Huh?
I say you learn something new every day.
Yeah, you supposed to. If you ain't, you a dead motherfucker. Shit, I could sit you down with a 5-year-old. You don't think you gonna learn something new? Shit, I put you, me, and everybody else in this motherfucking chat room right now that's online in front of a goddamn computer with a 5-year-old, and I guarantee you that little motherfucker know more about it than we have in the 5-6 years we've been fucking around on it. Kids come on this shit writing Hotmail and knowing CSM codes and all this other kind of shit. You know what I'm saying? Way before, you know what I'm saying, we'll pick up on it. So you're never too old. You know what I'm saying? Once you feel that you're too old to learn, yeah, then you stop learning. But your brain always wants to learn something new. You know what I'm saying? It always wants to learn something new. It ain't never too big. Shit, you got a whole half of the motherfucker you don't even use. You better keep filling that bitch up. Shit. All right. We're going to the middle of the body. We're going to the heart chakra. The heart chakra is about love, kindness, and affection. When it is open, you are compassionate and friendly, and you work at harmonious relationships. When your heart chakra is underactive, you are cold and distant. This chakra is overactive. You are suffocating people with your love, and your love probably has quite selfish reasons.
Wow.
Yeah, people. Kind of describing a lot of times you done been in. I know. Yeah, that's been my heart feeling like that. Yeah.
The first one, that's me, the first one.
What's that?
Sometimes I'm kind of cold sometimes.
Oh, yeah, you just were talking to your uncle and shit on the show. Cold as that. That's, I say Frio up in here, you know what I'm saying? Shit. But it's all good, though, girl. You got to show love to everybody, and I mean everybody. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
All right, here we go. Y'all make sure y'all click on them links, too, man. Miss Heavenly Angel drops a lot of important information in the chat room. So if you'd like to participate in that, please go to www.blogtalkradio.com/smellybtr and participate in the chat room, a.k.a. The Bridge. And, yeah, doing it real big. Going down to... Who that? What happened?
How'd you come up with your name, Smelly?
What, smell so good? Why, you asking me that? Or is it a third party asking me that? I feel like the police is next to you or something. It ain't no police next door, is it? The Mounties ain't next to you. Bush next to you? Bush next to you?
Nah.
Oh. So he was next to you with his secret services. Smell so good comes from What Smells So Good. I am the CEO of What Smells So Good. Since the year of 2002, I've owned my own incense, body oils, and lotions business. 2002, that's where I came out with, everybody just was calling me by my government name, so I had to come up with a business name that fits, which I started calling myself Mr. Smell So Good.
Okay.
So after that, I got into music. I met Janu. And after meeting Janu, I had to come up with a DJ name. So I say, fuck it, DJ Smells So Good. And I've been that ever since, 2002.
Okay.
Yeah, so there's a real meaning. My name ain't just, you know, Scratch, DJ Scratching Ass. You know what I'm saying? Like, why your name Scratching Ass? I ain't going to tell you. I ain't going to tell you all that. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, but subsequently from my name, I had to come out with DJ FTP also, because I had a couple of pussy niggas out there at, like, you know, the name was a problem for them to motherfucking call. So if you hear any bitch niggas calling me DJ FTP besides Ashwood and DJ Party Time, yeah, that is why I give bitch niggas, you know what I'm saying, that name to use. You know what I'm saying? Ladies, they like to use it just because it's fuck the police, but then it's fuck them pussy ass niggas. And, you know, a couple other little for the people, you know what I'm saying? Whatever FTP you can put in there. But it's really for the haters. That's my hater name. So anytime you hear me using DJ FTP against some force or entity, it's because they are a hater. And, yeah. So you'll see that a lot on my websites. You'll see, or you'll hear that a lot on my drops, too. You'll hear DJ FTP, like we lit. They like to say DJ FTP. Or you got, a couple of artists, man. I had sent out a drop one time. I was like, use DJ FTP and shit, just so I can get that name out there. People won't be just shocked when they hear it. You know what I'm saying? So it is out there. So you can call me what you want. Just don't call me Collect People. You know what I'm saying? That's real. Just don't call me Collect. Yeah. Yeah, Bill Gay Walkie, they call me DJ FTP. You know what I'm saying? Because I got some haters up there, Bill Gay Walkie. Shout out to all my Milgay Walkie fans, drinking on Milgay's Best. And, yeah. Going to the middle, people, we're working our way on up. To the throat chakra. The throat chakra is about self-expression and talking. When it is open, you have no problems expressing yourself. And you might be doing so as an artist. When this chakra is underactive, you tend not to speak much. And you probably are introverted and shy. Not speaking the truth may block this chakra. If this chakra is overactive, you tend to speak too much, usually to domineer and keep people at a distance. You're a bad listener.
I know people like that too.
If this is the case. Yeah. You're a bad listener if this is the case. That means people try to talk over you and shit. You know what I'm saying? Y'all, you know, I had that. You know what I'm saying? I be explaining something, then the more puck-ass motherfucker come from the right and shit. When I'm all the way over here to the left, you know what I'm saying, on some more peanut butter and jelly shit. And I'll talk about ham sandwiches. You know what I'm saying? They come all to the left just to be in your conversation and just to have a chance to talk over you and shit. Like, oh, no, man, you know that girl? Nigga, I wasn't talking about women. I was talking about RuPaul, nigga. But since you want to step in the conversation, yeah. Anyways, people, if your throat chakra is not open, that means you're a bad listener. Or if it's overactive. Excuse me, if it's overactive. All right, let's go to the third eye. We only got two more left, and then we'll be wrapping that up. And we're going to take a test before we get into some music. How about that? And that's going to be groovy. Oh, yeah. Let me get old MC Light in the background so we can have a little ambiance music. You know, you got to have a little ambiance. And this is MC Light featuring KRS-One. Song is called Love. The third eye chakra is about insight and visualization. And this is the one that you always hear about, your third eye, opening your third eye. You ever heard that before? Three? Anybody else has heard your third eye open? Or, you know what I'm saying, focus on your third eye. Or when you look at the dollar bill, that third eye that's at the top of the pyramid. Oh, well, it's about insight and visualization. When it is open, you have a good intuition. You may tend to fantasize. If it is underactive, you're not very good at thinking for yourself, and you may tend to rely on authority. Huh, that sounds like most of the people around here that's on food stamps, motherfucking, and any other kind of health and welfare when you got the ability to work for your motherfucking self, though. So, not saying that to everybody, but for you motherfuckers out there that just shitting on the government. Huh? You say you what?
I said you think you would attend the fantasize. That's me.
Well, you say yeah, you may tend to, you may tend to fantasize if it's open though. See what I'm saying? When your third eye is open, you might wander off in the motherfucking space. You don't know where you might be at when your third eye is open. You know what I'm saying? Your third eye is where all your everything comes from. You know what I'm saying? You close your eyes. Yeah, well, no, because we're going to get into the test anyway. Never mind. That's going to get us into the test. Never mind. Y'all just hold on. If it is underactive, you're not very good at thinking for yourself. And you may tend to rely on authorities. You may be rigid in your thinking, relying on beliefs too much. And you might even get confused easily. If this chakra is overactive, you may live in a world of fantasy too much. In excessive cases, hallucinations, man, put extra words in the motherfucker. Hallucinations are possible. And last but not least, is the crown, which is the top of the head, people, right at the top of the head, the very where a lot of us have either soft spots, bald spots, or some kind of spot at the top of that motherfucker. And the crown chakra is about wisdom and being one with the world. When the chakra is open, you are unprejudiced and quite aware of the world and yourself. If it is underactive, you're not very aware of spirituality. You're probably quite rigid in your thinking. And if this chakra is overactive, you are probably intellectualizing things too much. And you may be addicted to spirituality and are probably ignoring your bodily needs. And those are the seven chakras, man. If you missed it from the top to the bottom, the first one was your root chakra. Second is your sacral chakra. Third is your navel chakra. Fourth is the heart chakra. Fifth is the throat chakra. Sixth is the third eye chakra. And last but not least is the crown chakra. All this information can be found on www.eclecticenergies.com. That is E-C-L-E-C-T-I-C. Energies.com, eclecticenergies.com. Make sure you go and check it out. We're going to get into it. Netty Net up in the motherfucking building. What's happening, girl? Y'all, damn, Texas just up in this bitch. Y'all must ain't got shit to do today in Texas. Damn. What the hell is going on? Everybody out of school, off work? All right, y'all, check this out. We're going to get into a little test right here. You know what I'm saying? No. Put the brakes on, motherfucker. Put the brakes the fuck on. No, I tell you what, this is what we'll do. Make a quick call, because I can't put the brakes on, you know what I'm saying?
Tavern, where do you leave me to drink?
Yeah, hello, is Mike there? Last name, Roch.
Hold on, I'll check. Mike Roch! Mike Roch! Hey, has anybody seen Mike Roch lately?
All right, check this out. I had to turn the music off, actually, because you can't do this test. Oh, wow. Wait a minute. I might not even be to do the fucking test with you guys. You might have to just go to www.eclecticenergies.com and do it yourself. Because, and I'm going to read you why. Take this free chakra test to find out how open each of your seven chakras is. The questionnaire consists of 56 questions. Yeah, to which you can answer not at all through definitely. Try to be honest as possible about yourself, as this will get you the most accurate results. Next to a list indicating whether each chakra is underactive, open, or overactive, the test results consist of a graph displaying the activity of each chakra. Fuck it. Go on and do the test, goddamn it. All right. 56 motherfucking questions in 13 goddamn minutes, because that's all I'm dedicating it to before we get into the nutty news. Yeah. Get this old music on up there. See what I'm saying? Look at Nanny Net, always at motherfucking work. And she ain't at work. So it's a conspiracy going down up in Texas right now, y'all. I don't know what the hell is going on. Oh, my bad. She is at work. I had read that wrong, y'all. One of my chakras is being distorted because I ain't got my weed. You know what I'm saying? So one of them's closed right now. But let's find out. Alright, first one is and y'all can take this self-test. This is a self-test. I'm just letting you in on my chakra test. You know what I'm saying? But if you got a pen or paper or whatever, or some means of answering these questions, you know what I'm saying? Answer them, you know, on your own. Or go to eclecticenergies.com and take the test on the chakras. First one says, do you have a well-developed self-awareness? You got five choices from not at all the way up to definitely. And that's how you answer. So, do you have a well-developed self-awareness? Yes, I do. I will give myself a definitely on that one. Second one, do you often... I ain't even doing what the fuck I'm supposed to be doing. I fuck it, y'all. I got to get into a song because I got to get me some pen, pad, paper, and all this shit. You know what I'm saying? Take this test. Yeah. Matter of fact, fuck it. I ain't even finna. I'm going to take the test on my own. You take the motherfucking test on your own. We're going to get into a song, and then we're going to come back, and I'll read y'all some more shit about chakras because that's what we're talking about today on our My Health, Your Health Monday right here live on the Starship Smelly Pride, a.k.a. Wrecking the Game Radio with your host, Captain Smell So Good, man. And we flying all the way around the world. And I mean the world. 10 more minutes coming up to the Nutty News of the Hour. Nothing News of the Hour. It's going down right up here live. Starship Smelly Pride, man. Let's get a little two-man army. And my help, your help, money. We're going to come back right into this. Go ahead, take a break. Go get your Sunday drink. You know what I'm saying? Roll it up if you got it. I don't, so fuck it. Other than that, go to www.blogtalkradio.com/smellybtr. Click on the chat now button on my profile and talk to Texas, Washington, the Netherlands. You know? Sandy J, you ain't even got a job.
Me, soundless words are screamed. Unformed thoughts vibrate, and I hear the music from the speech. The air is heavy but lively. The dance floor is inviting, and I will dance with you tonight. Your hand is coming closer now. Will it lead me to the heart of space? Shall we enjoy the silence for once? And if the music is still playing, God will turn it into tears of delight. Smiling gestures flutter around. The purity of your face tonight dazzles my senses, numbs my tongue. Oh, I will dance with you before long. Your eyes shall meet mine for a while, then the dance floor will be ours. Our lips are coming closer now. Will our kiss make me feel the heart of space? Shall we enjoy the silence for once? And if the music is still playing, God will turn it into tears of delight. Yes, I shall enjoy the silence, even for the shortest dance.
Yeah, right there, people. That was Sindrin Marwat. You know what I'm saying? Shall we enjoy the silence? And his wife is always downtown. Ugh. That's why nobody don't be downtown. You see old pasty-ass motherfucking white woman with a whole bunch of bags, you might want to go the other way. That's his Bush's wife. That's an ugly-ass motherfucking woman, man. That woman there, I'm sorry, people. A lot of presidents had, some all right, decent wives, but Bush, Mrs. Bush, looked like. And fucking, what her name is, Hillary. You know what I'm saying? She ain't too far off, you know what I'm saying? Bill done fucked all over her and shit. She's running around looking like
hey!
Old in the face. You know what I'm saying? Straight paraplegic. What the hell? She be hitting on the heavy bag or something. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. And everybody talking about Mrs. Obama. That bitch ain't that fine. Shit. You look at her ass up close. Bitch ain't that fine now. Well, she got some good dick-sucking lips. But above all that, you know what I'm saying? Shit. Yeah. But I guess you in that presidential role, man. Hey. Shit, me. I ain't a bitch I'd be motherfucking trying to fuck. You know what I'm saying? If I seen the bitch at the library, I would probably go the other way. You look like one of them old presidential bitches. I ain't fucking with you, girl. With that shit. From the hood. Just fucking with you. You know I fuck the shit out of Obama. You know what I'm saying, girl? Hey, Michelle, if you ever burn your ass to Tampa, girl, I will give you some presidential treatment. You know what I'm saying? I roll out the red carpet and everything. Well, it might be a little maroon, you know what I'm saying? Dirty carpet and everything. But it's all good, girl. It's going to be red in one spot. Anyways, man. Keep this thing moving on. Shots out to everybody. All the Texans up in there, you know what I'm saying? And to New York. Wow. And that, I know that's kind of racist. Somebody ever would say that, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, we passing a law, you know what I'm saying, required all black men to sign out their, your white women by 6 a.m. Please have your white women back in before 9 p.m. Thank you. I would be looking like that motherfucking caveman on the goddamn Geico commercial and shit like, what the fuck? It's so easy a caveman can do it, you bastards. You try to say, motherfucker. Oh, man, I'll be going to Texas in Neverwary. Yeah, Neverwary the 4th, 2009. Oh, man. All right, y'all. Don't forget, go to eclecticenergies.com and take your chakra test. You've been introduced to what chakras are. Now it is time to actually go and, yeah. So what we're going to try to do, man, after the news, we're going to try to open up some chakras, man. You know what I'm saying? Chakra meditations that use mudras and sounds to open chakras. You know what I'm saying? Mudras. Let's go on to what a mudra is. Mudras, what they are and how to use them. Mudras, M-U-D-R-A-S, are positions of the body that have some kind of influence on the energies of the body or your mood. Mostly the hands and fingers are held in some position, but the whole body may be part of the mudra as well. The most well-known mudras are probably the ones performed while meditating. One sits in a lotus position or with legs crossed, and either puts one's hands on the knees, the tips of the thumb and index finger joining, or in the lap, the fingers of the right hand resting on the left palm. But also the Christian crossing of the fingers for prayer is a mudra, as is the Indian greeting gesture that is also used while praying, where the hands are held in front of the chest and the palms touching. The crossing of the hands puts one's attention within while opening the heart. The Indian greeting gesture puts one into a mood of respect. Some mudras are performed spontaneously by many people, like the Hakini, H-A-K-I-N-I, Hakini mudra, where the tips of all fingers from the right hand touch the corresponding fingers from the left. We do that here when we're thinking. You ever notice when you're thinking about something, you take all your fingers and you put them like you let them touch the other tips. You're actually meditating. You know what I'm saying? You're actually thinking. You're drawing energy. You know what I'm saying? You actually draw. All the fuck we are is a ball of fucking energy walking around anyways. Our brain doesn't do nothing but produce energy waves. Waves of fucking energy that make this goddamn shell move. You know what I'm saying? That's all. Ain't nothing else makes your body move but the energy that's coming out your fucking brain. That is some real scientific freaky shit. But that is the ultimate fucking truth. You know what I'm saying? You don't say walk and your body walks. You know what I'm saying? You don't say move and your body moves. You don't talk, period, and your body moves. You know what I'm saying? You don't have to talk. You just shut the fuck up and your body will move all on its own. Why? Because your brain is all in control. You know what I'm saying? And it's doing all that it needs to do to take care of you, and that's real. Let's get into it. And we're going to come back, y'all, a little bit more. You know what I'm saying? Also, go and check out, where am I at? Chat room, chatroll.com. You can get online with, what's this, the Relax. Type in the search bar, Relax and Meditation Room, and you will find the one Heavenly Angel, Miss Heavenly Angel. Has her own room on chatroll.com. So you can go there and chat with her, subscribe, check out videos, pictures, and all that kind of stuff that's related to what she got going on. And, yeah, it's going down real big. But what we got going on right now, y'all. Time for the Nutty News. And y'all already know, man, Nutty News is brought to you apart by NuttyNewsToday.com, man. For all your wild, weird, crazy, off-the-wall news from around the world. And I mean world. But we starting off in the motherfucking USA. Is that a country? Oh, my bad. Let's get a little Ja New going on in the background. A little theme music provided by Miss Ja New, a.k.a., you know what I'm saying, the Southern Belle, aka even Southern Belle. And yeah, we started this thing off in the good old USA, people, where your good old FBI, yeah, your federal government, goes after Christensen's guns. Yeah, the FBI said that agents conducted weekend raids in Michigan, Indiana, and Ohio and arrested at least three people, and a militia leader in Michigan said the target of at least one raid was a Christian militia group. Michael Lockermore, a spokesman of the Southeast Michigan Volunteer Militia, said one of his team leaders got a frantic call from members of Hoodari, a Christian militia group, saying their property was being raided by the BATF. That shit kills me. All in the name of Christianity, though. You motherfuckers are sitting up here with guns, grenades, bombs, and all this shit waiting for the so-called holy war. You motherfuckers are some ignorant-ass people out there, boy. Because why are you going to war over religion, over a peaceful action? You have to motherfucking, duh, think about that your damn self. War and religion don't mix. Duh, why the fuck I got to motherfucking take over your country in order for you to believe in what the fuck I believe in? That is not called Christianity, people. That's called the other kind of other bullshit that the bitch wants you to be all focused on. But it's not Christian. Well, I don't give a damn anyway. I ain't Christian. But Baptist, call me anything else. Call me non-denominational. I don't want to be caught up in your bullshit religion. Anyways, going over here to Canada. Shouts out to Susie Furt and Miss Laugh-A-Lot over there, holding it down real big. Where a boy stabs mom, yeah, to stop drunk driving. Okay. Winnipeg teenager stabbed his mom in an apparent effort to keep her from drinking and driving. Police said the woman had been drinking and the boy didn't want her to drive after she got up to leave the home. So the little bastard, the little boy, threw a knife, striking his mom in the upper body. Yeah, instead of just taking the motherfucking car keys, you little dumbass motherfucker, you. What the fuck is wrong with these crackhead kids these days? Are you parents giving crack to your kids? I know y'all done and had y'all error with it and shit, but don't pass crack on to your kids. Don't make them crackheads and do some crackhead shit like that. All right. What's going over here to Japan? Hopan. You know what I'm saying? Hopan, Japan, whatever. Where ringtones for hay fever therapy. Yeah. Only leave it up to the Japs and the chink and the, what do you call it, Japs and the chinks. You little yellow bastards. Hey, don't forget, people, this is the most racist show on the internet. Coming from a black man. Well, no, I'm sorry. Because you go to black conservative, old dumb crackhead ass, that motherfucker there, I ain't never met a nigga that hate himself. I mean, that's a nigga that hate himself. You know what I'm saying? I mean, damn. But fuck it, this ain't the black conservative show. Japan is well ahead of the rest of the world, of course, in mobile phone technology. Because now handsets that can pick up TV channels have been standard for years. And in many shops, payments can be made by swiping a phone over a sensor. Yeah. So all you motherfuckers sitting up here just getting on the cell phones and all this old slide phone bullshit. These motherfuckers got phones where they just slide over a sensor and make their cell phone payments. You motherfuckers still running around here using debit cards and getting your identity swiped and all that shit because a bitch looking over your shoulder. You know what I'm saying? When you go to put your information in to make your cell phone payment over the phone, over the internet and shit. Yeah, Japan all the way around that shit. The latest craze is ringtones, said to be therapeutic. Yeah, the sound is supposed to dislodge pollen if the user holds the handset up to their nose. I'm lost like a motherfucker on that one. I am lost like a some bitch on that one. 347-237-5125. If anybody can call her right now and tell me a logical reason for putting a motherfucking cell phone up your goddamn nose, talking about playing music to your boogers and shit. Yeah. All right, Japs, y'all done took it a little too far with that one now. I mean, damn. Vitamin C shirts, You know what I'm saying? They got a shirt out there that's got that pumps vitamin C into you and shit, so you ain't got to walk around drinking orange juice all day. The shirt naturally pumps vitamin C into your body. But that is just not weird enough. Now, we're going to put a cell phone to our nose and entertain our mucus. Boy, look at yeah. Man. All right. I'm going to Japan to get me one. And not. I'm waiting on my damn order right now from China. The motherfucker ain't even pulled up yet to give him my shit. All right. We over here where dumb crooks toss priceless necklace into dumpster. Yeah. Roscommon, Ireland. Two incompetent thieves who threw priceless 4,000-year-old Irish jewelry into a dumpster have received suspended sentences for the crime. Robert Dempsey and Anthony Dowling, both Dublin residents, were given consideration because they helped police locate the national treasures. Okay. Now, I probably won't be able to do this back-to-back awards because basically, these motherfuckers get two awards, but we're going to try.
God damn. You got to be a stupid motherfucker to get fired on your day off.
Right. Okay. Now that was the first award. Then the first award was just for the simple fact that these stupid motherfuckers done threw this goddamn expensive ass goddamn jewelry into the motherfucking dumpster and shit. Not on a rooftop. You know what I'm saying? Where you motherfuckers could have just remembered the roof and shit and came back and got it. You took the chance on the goddamn trash man coming along and 4,000 years worth of history. Well, I mean, hell, ain't my history, but shit, somebody fucking history is lost. Then you turn around and ask for clemency because you want to tell these motherfuckers where the shit is at?
God damn. You got to be a stupid motherfucker to get fired on your day off.
That's your double awards, man. Y'all fucking idiots. You hear about people do some stupid shit in this world. I mean, listen, the dude that got went to prison that caught years down here in prison. No, matter of fact, he caught life in prison. This motherfucker caught life in prison because he was a habitual offender for stealing ice cream. This motherfucker stole ice cream 3 times out of the goddamn store. And, they habitualized that and sent his ass up the road for life. So come down here fucking around if you want to. You better motherfucking live your life and just chill the hell out. Oh, what the fuck all people, man? Wow. I know there's a lot of things. All right, people, let's go on over here to New York. Where, pull your fucking pants up. Yeah. And I'll be right there with you, homie. And we need like 10,000 of these motherfuckers down here, man. A New York politician has taken his message to youngsters to billboards. Pull up your fucking pants. Well, that's not what it says, but stop the sag. Reads one of 6 billboards going up. Up in state, what? Going up in upstate New York, I guess that's what it is. Senator Eric Adams, home borough of Brooklyn. We are better than this, says another. Adams spent $2,000 in campaign funds for the billboards, which show male models whose pants are sagging below their underwear. I would donate $200 to your campaign, homie. If you can get some of them fucking billboards down here, I promise you, I think that is the most idiotic fucking shit that came along in fashion. You silly ass niggas walk, and I'm saying niggas, and wiggles, because you dumbass white boys trying to motherfucking do the shit too. You stupid motherfuckers look extra ignorant with some goddamn Joe Boxers on and shit. You motherfuckers, you know what I'm saying? Y'all got, come the fuck on. Silk boxers and shit. Bitch, that ain't hard. You got silk fucking boxers on. God, what is manly about that? Y'all some fags, man. You got your pants motherfucking hanging down. You need to pull them shits up, man. That shit is not fucking cool. And it's embarrassment to our motherfucking race. I said it, and I'm going to say it 1,000 more times. Majority of my homeboys got their fucking pants hanging below their goddamn waist. And I tell them that shit looks stupid, very ignorant for you to walk around just holding your goddamn front of your pants. Why? I don't understand. Y'all ain't stood in front of a mirror and said, damn, that look cool for me to have to walk around hold my pants up all day. Boy, look at here. All right. You're over here back in Florida, Crestview. Well, 11-year-old girl has been arrested, yeah, for throwing toy gun at dad. Come the fuck on. A father tried to give his 11-year-old a timeout. Well, that's what you fucked up at right there. But she ended up getting charged with a misdemeanor. Yeah, the girl and her 7-year-old brother got into a fight over who got to sit in a certain chair. The girl grabbed a toy gun and threw it, striking her father in the head. And she was charged with domestic battery. What kind of pussy-ass parent is that? Nah, you get an award just for being a pussy-ass parent. I ain't got no awards to say. Damn, you pussy-ass parents need to get fired on your day home. Some shit like that. I ain't got that. So I got to just use the fuck I got. But put it into context. You know what I'm saying? If people do stupid shit like that, where the fuck is the discipline at? Time out? Is you bitches on crack?
Damn. You got to be a stupid motherfucker to get fired on your
to
day
put
home.
Put your kid on some fucking time out. I don't know where y'all get that dumb shit from. I don't know where y'all get that stupid motherfucking shit from. It is no fucking sense in talking about no kid going sitting in no fucking corner. That bullshit didn't even work in school. That's why I was whooping teachers' ass in school. Don't tell me to go degrade myself and put my nose in no fucking corner. That's degrading. That ain't, you just beat his motherfucking ass. That ain't disciplining. That's degrading the child. You tell a motherfucker, go, you trying to embarrass him. Go sit in front of the class over there and put this hat on. You psychologically fucking a child up, man. That ain't discipline. I'd rather you just take his ass outside the classroom, beat the shit out of him, and let him bring his crying ass back in there. So when the kids ask, why the fuck you crying? Don't worry about it. You just don't act up. That's what the fuck they should be saying. Or you gonna have your ass taken out and you get your ass whooped. Fucking time out. What the hell? Anyways. Yeah, put your kid in a timeout. See if your ass won't be getting hit upside the motherfucking head, too. Dumbass shit like that. All right, Knoxville, Tennessee. 9-year-old girl driver hits girl and her mother. Yeah. Tennessee police says a 6-year-old girl and her mother were hurt when they were hit by a car with a 9-year-old driver. 48-year-old Alisa Hell left the child alone in her 1993 Ford Taurus with the keys in the ignition. Now, I'm going to tell you, people, speaking from experience, and I can't say that she's a bad parent and she's fucked up for doing that, because most kids should know, you know what I'm saying, you shouldn't be, you know what I'm saying, doing that shit. But when I was a youngster, at around 6-7 years old, my mother went into one of her friend's house and left. No, my bad. I was just stupid. I just did some stupid shit. She left. She took the keys out and everything. But the old raggedy ass old Nova she used to have. And yeah, I put my foot on the damn brake. I'm playing around in the car. You know how kids do, just play around on the steering wheel. Pretend like I'm driving. Next thing you know, I pretend I'm doing what my mama do. She puts her foot on the brake, and then she pulls the motherfucking car down. Well, when I pulled the motherfucking, pushed the damn shit, and then I pulled on the goddamn level, well, the bitch went into reverse. And no, the car wasn't crunk up, but that son of a bitch rolled all the way back out of the driveway into the goddamn middle of the street where there was oncoming traffic. Yeah. So, subsequently, I got my ass whooped, whiz-zip. It wasn't whooped, it was whiz-zip. And my mama came, crunk her shit back up, and drove it back up into the driveway. Subsequently, I never did that again. Had she probably took me out of the car and set me outside and told me I'm in fucking timeout, I'd probably be All right. Anyway, it's going over here to Georgia, man. Where a gay teen is invited to appear on Ellen. Wow. Is that a surprise? Fucking Ellen, lesbian ass. Fucking hell. Derek Martin is the gay teenager in a small town in Georgia who got his school's permission to take his boyfriend to prom after reversing an earlier decision to block Martin from attending prom with his boyfriend after watching the legal and interwebs shitstorm that engulfed Itawamba Agricultural High School after it canceled prom to avoid allowing Constance McMillan to attend with her girlfriend. Some of Martin's classmates have organized a protest against him coming to prom, which I probably wouldn't. I'd probably just whoop his motherfucking ass so he would be too... Man, listen, I don't give a fuck about you motherfuckers out there talking about that shit is cool. There is nothing cool about that fag shit in elementary school, kindergarten, high school, none of them fucking schools. Your kid go to school to concentrate on learning. Not to be confused about why this faggot-ass motherfucker wants to hold hands with little Bobby and Ricky and kissing in the motherfucking hallways, or why goddamn Stephanie got her hand on motherfucking Susie's ass walking down the motherfucking hallway kissing. But you puss-ass parents out here think this shit is cool, and y'all let that fucking shit go on. You need to shoot your motherfucking selves. You're allowing your faggot-ass son to come home. That shit is not acceptable. I don't give a fuck. Hell fuck no, nah, that shit ain't acceptable. And if I was the parent, that faggot-ass motherfucker wouldn't have went to prom. Y'all wouldn't have had to worry about protesting. I wouldn't have motherfucking allowed his bitch ass to go to no motherfucking prom. You bring your motherfucking personal opinions and your feelings and all that out of school time, off school hours. But when you during school hours, you are there to learn and be educated. Not to educate somebody on sexuality. Not to force your motherfucking personal opinions. Hell fuck no. That's some old bullshit, man. The fuck ever, man. I'm tired of that gay shit, man. Get real sick of that gay shit. The UK even did that gay shit. Or UK or Britain, one of them gay motherfuckers, brought the 10-year-old motherfucking boy to school talking about he called him Jessica now. And he's going to get a sex change next year. The fuck you mean? Parents would have got their ass whooped. Whooped. I mean, you are psychologically fucking your kids up. You fucking the future up, man. Damn, I'm getting sick of that gay shit, man. I got gay friends, and no, I don't like them. I just motherfucking, you know what I'm saying, just get along with them. Lesbians, I don't give a fuck about y'all. I don't give a fuck about no gay women. I don't even understand. I don't believe in no gay women shit. Sorry. You can say it all and how you want to. And I don't believe no woman can get raped by another woman. I don't believe in none of that dumb shit. Sorry. If a bitch holds you down and lick your pussy, okay. That might feel degrading for a minute. She eating your pussy. Where's the rape in that? Okay. Sticking your dick up another motherfucker's ass, sticking your dick up a woman's ass, either one of them, that is called rape. That is called violation. That is called penetration. All right, fuck that. Let's go on over here to Kenya if I get pissed off. Where no chalk, yeah, use goat dung. Okay. Under the shade of a thorny tree, in the small Kenyan village of Saka Junction, students sit learning the alphabet, spelled out in the sand using goat droppings. Yeah. Teachers are supposed to be innovative, says Abdi Salat of Garissa District's education office. The teacher has to use goat droppings and wild fruits and all these things at his disposal as his teaching aid. Kenya. Goat droppings are shit balls. Shit balls carry disease. Why are you teaching your kids with shit balls? The wild fruits, okay, yeah. Shit balls, people. Does anybody have any goat turds stored in their damn refrigerator? You know what I'm saying? Letting them get ripe? Or anybody homeschooling with dog turds? Dog droppings. Fuck it. Rabbit droppings. Yeah, anybody out there could use rabbit droppings to teach their kid how to count? Yeah, what the? Man, please. Damn. And y'all motherfuckers down here talking about it's a shortage on goddamn school supplies. Hell nah, y'all gonna get some new teaching aids. Yeah, I bet y'all you motherfuckers will hit the stores then and buy all that shit up for your goddamn kid to get some education. See ya. Alright, I can keep it moving on, man. Ah, damn, nutty news, boy. Shouts out to the Jackal's Head that just popped up off in here. And Nettie Net, Seti J, Heavenly Angel, and of course Cyanide. Appreciate it. And everybody that's hanging out for the Nutty News, man. We are right now in tune to the Nutty News today, which is brought to you part by NuttyNewsToday.com for all your weird, wild, crazy, and off-the-wall news from around the world. And I mean the world. All right. La Cruces, New Mexico. Ay-ay-ay-ay! Pow, pow. To all my Mexicans out there. We're... Oh, shit. Damn. Hold up, people. Got to get my awards ready. We have another award recipient going down right here. Yeah. A teen defecates in wrong car. Yeah. Pretty shitty situation, huh? A teen who allegedly defecated in a man's car thinking it was his girlfriend's. Yeah, was indicted on multiple charges of criminal property damage, indecent exposure. I'm pretty sure you would have got all that shit. The car's owner reported finding 18-year-old Austin Horries, fucked up last name, Horries Purifoy, in the backseat of his Honda Civic, pulling up his underwear. This is your car? Purifoy said, I thought this was Desiree's car. Yeah. Here you go, brother. I'm sorry. Had to give him his award, people, because anybody who do some nasty trifling shit like that anyways, you know what I'm saying? You know, I don't even know what I would have did. I probably would have beat his ass with his motherfucking drawers down. I would have whooped his ass, y'all. I ain't even going to lie to you. I probably would have kicked that motherfucker in his face, and I would have beat his ass and then put his face right back in his own shit and then threw his ass out my motherfucking car. I wouldn't have called police or nothing. I would have beat his motherfucking ass. You nasty motherfucker, you.
Damn. You got to be a stupid motherfucker to get fired on your day off.
Boy. Now, I ain't going to lie to y'all. You know, the truth and shame the devil. You know what I'm saying? Back in the day, now y'all finna get to hear some deep, dark secrets about smells so good. See, because these articles bring out the worst in people. You know what I'm saying? But back in the days, you know, old smells so good. This is in relation to a story like this. When I was like, I was a teenager, 12, 13 years old. That's junior high school. I went to Dorothy Thomas. Dorothy Thomas here in Tampa, Florida is a school for the bad kids, you know what I'm saying, where public school can no longer handle you. And they send you to these schools. So I'm at this school. One white boy named Keith Roy. Don't ask me why I still remember his name to this day. Keith Roy was, typical motherfucker that couldn't fight, just always liked to run his dick sucker, though, when a lot of people was around. Because once a lot of people are around, either nobody won't swing on his motherfucking ass or be somebody there to pull somebody off of his motherfucking shit-talking ass. So one day we all sitting outside, you know what I'm saying, just talking, blah, blah, blah. Mr. Man wants to come along and have a seat next to everybody and does his normal routine of talk shit, this, that, and other. Well, he caught smell so good on the wrong day. And he told me something that he regretted probably to this day. He told me to kiss his ass. People, one of the most disrespectful words you can say to a teenager is, kiss my ass. So I gave him an ass to kiss. Literally. Yeah. And end up having to go to court. No, people, I'm sorry. I left a little bit out of there. I left a little bit out. And my dad, you put the ass on his face? Damn, smell, that's nasty. No. I put my ass on his head, though. Yeah, in front of probably about 10, 15 students sitting on a picnic table, I pulled my pants down, and I put my natural dairy air on the top of his head, on his crown, and I opened his chakra a little bit. Yeah, subsequently I had to go to court, for a decent exposure, something else. I ended up having to write the motherfucker apology letter and some other old bullshit. Not like I gave a fuck. Should have shut his motherfucking mouth. He's lucky I beat his motherfucking ass. I just did something embarrassing. You know what I'm saying? And after that, he no longer fuck with nobody. You know what I'm saying? But hey, we do things where we were young and sometimes we regret. I don't regret that, though. Fucking asshead. That's what I call him now. You fucking asshead every time I see him. Hey, butthead. I can say that literally. Oh, man. All right, let's go on over to Utah, y'all. Where a man is arrested for a picture of him kissing his naked baby. Yeah. Prosecutors have dropped sexual abuse charges against a St. George couple after determining pictures of the father kissing his naked infant son were scenes of affection and not abuse. But the undocumented immigrant couple may yet be deported, and their U.S. citizen son is still in state custody. An employee at the St. George Walgreens called police to report seeing two images of him kissing the baby. Yeah, people, you got to understand, when you take your shit to Walgreens, they do look at all your film. So if you motherfuckers is taking, if y'all taking, you know, butt naked flicks and all that kind of shit, or pictures of a murder, or pictures of someone's ass you done whooped, you probably gonna be subject to the law knocking on your motherfucking door. I don't know why motherfuckers wouldn't think of that. You know what I'm saying? All right. All right. Anyways, y'all, last but not least, we wrapping this on up. In motherfucking Utah. Is this Utah? Where the fuck we at? No, that was Utah. We're in Indiana, last but not least. Let me go on and get something else on. Let's get something else going on here. This is Big Bam in the background, about the paper. You know, Big Bam in the background. And last but not least, and we're going to get back into a little bit more news, y'all, you know what I'm saying? But the chakra news, that is. Edinburgh, Indiana. Man ripped through meat to save chubby girls. Okay. A knife-wielding man was arrested in what police called a meat massacre at a South Central Indiana supermarket. Anthony Kaufman, 28, used a hunting knife to cut through meat packages, throwing open containers of raw beef on the floor, and said he was trying to save little girls from food he believes would make them chubby. I don't really want to give you an award. I mean, that was stupid. I mean, but you did it, like, you know what I'm saying? In a, you did it with health in mind. And because today is My Health, Your Health Monday, I shall not give you an award. I shall give you an applause, my brother. You have pulled a very noble thing, even though that was stupid, be cutting up motherfucking meat, but that was very noble, my brother. Very noble. There you go. Now, since he can throw meat down on the floor and, you know, in order for chubby people not to get fat, I think I will just,
If this is going to be that kind of party, I'm going to stick my dick in the mashed potatoes.
Oh, I think that came in at the wrong time. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, that's an awesome fucking story, kid.
Thank you, brother. Thank you, Marlboro Man. All right, now we'll do it for the Nutty News of the Day. Brought to you in part by NuttyNewsToday.com for all your weird, wild, crazy, off-the-wall news from around the world. And I mean the world. And like I always say, don't never believe what the fuck I say. Go and read it for your motherfucking self. You know what I'm saying? And one quick commercial, man. Let's go ahead and get into it, and we're coming right back at you.
In life, sometimes you make the wrong move and get jumped. If you made the wrong move and need money fast, we're here to capitalize on that. Some people are destined to make the wrong move over and over again. It's okay. It's all right. What are possessions and life's treasures if you can't cash them in during a self-imposed crisis? At Abigo Brokerage and Pawn, we'll secure the funds you need for any collateral items you can get your hands on. Just bring in your stock, jewelry, electronics, munitions, dust, automobiles, power tools, home movies, children, exercise equipment, pets, coin collection, or your spleen, liver, or kidney. We'll give you cash on the spot. After all, some habits are expensive. We don't need proof of ownership. We're about the most basic exchange. Goods for money. We'll buy anything, including your dignity. Abigo Brokerage and Pawn.
Abigo Brokerage and Pawn is located at 1540 Broadway, New York, New York, 10036.
Shouts out to my motherfucking Blackskins out there, you know what I'm saying? My black Mexicans. Right there, that's Mr. Goofy. Boom! That's how we do it. All right, this is Your Health, My Health Monday. We're talking about chakras. C-H-A-K-R-A-S. The chakras, how to open them, what is the purpose, what are they used for, what the fuck is a chakra? If you're late coming to the show, please go back to blogtalkradio.com/SmellyBTR and check out the archive on today's show. We're talking about mudras, M-U-D-R-A-S. Mudras have been in use in the East for thousands of years, particularly in Buddhism. I practice old schoolism myself. Buddha statues often have the hands in certain hand positions. They have been used as a spiritual practice and still are as a way on the path to enlightenment. However, they're also used for physical ailments. Little side note. To use a mudra, keep it for at least a couple of minutes. It is usually more effective to do them a while longer, like 15 minutes or so. You might spread that time over the day, but you could also make it part of meditation. Hold the finger positions with both hands at the same time. This will have a more powerful effect than doing a mudra with just one hand. Some mudras are simple enough so that you can even do them with your hands in your pockets, like the set of four mudras. And you can also do these anywhere when you feel you need them without attracting attention. I'm going to give y'all a couple of hidden ones, because if motherfuckers see you doing all this kind of shit with your hands, they're going to think you're throwing up motherfucking gang signs. And if you're in California, you might not want to be doing that in every area. Motherfucker, I was opening my chakra. No, motherfucker, I'm going to shoot ya. Throwing up some motherfucking gang signs, nigga. I know what you was doing. All right, tell us that. You got a set of four mudras for balancing energy that are used in a sequence. Okay? Alternately, touch the tips of each finger with the tip of your thumb, keeping each connected for a few seconds or longer, and do for a few minutes total. Do this with both hands simultaneously. You know, what kind of I don't know. I guess what's identifying to me and should be to you is that a lot of your hand movements are ways of releasing energy that you just didn't know. A lot of times when you sit around and you think, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, you sit around sometimes and you think. You inadvertently, unless you a motherfucker with no legs, you know what I'm saying, cross your legs, you know what I'm saying? You sit there in any position, and that is always a meditative state. But then, sometimes when you're sitting on your desk and you're real stressed out, you find yourself putting your hands together, right? But you put fingertips to fingertips and forming a steeple, like you're holding on to a ball, you know what I'm saying? And then you have your head into your hands. You are releasing energy, people. You're releasing energy. You didn't even know you was doing, you were opening your chakras and shit, you know what I'm saying? But that's what you're doing. You're releasing energy. Your whole entire body is just a walking mass of energy. That's all your body is. It's just a fucking walking mass of energy. Cut that bitch off. It's still moving around, ain't it? Because it's got energy built up in it. Just like a fucking cockroach. You chop the head off, the fucking roach will still be running around. It's the energy moving, you know what I'm saying, in the body. Once that energy runs out, that is it. That is because your brain, which is the central energy source, says, hey, stop fucking producing energy. Well, it doesn't because it's not connected to your body, so it can't tell your body to keep producing energy and keep fucking moving. All right, you ain't nothing but a walking ball of energy, people. That's all. That's why when you motherfucking rub your feet against carpet and you touch something, why the fuck do you think you get a goddamn a shock? You get shocked. There's energy built the fuck up, and it's got to release somewhere. So you just built up an electric charge that if you did that shit long enough, you will build up a charge so fucking strong that you will probably cause a burn on your fucking fingertips. Shit can get that built up in you. Yeah. Do this with both hands simultaneously. This is a simple way of balancing your energy. That you can do almost anywhere while sitting, standing, walking, lying down, listening to the greatest fucking music on the planet right here on Reckoning Game Radio. That's not in there, but it should be. The overall effect is that you get calmer, more relaxed, and more concentrated. The separate mudras, hand positions, have the following effects. Now, while I'm reading these effects, I want everybody to do a little favor for me, man. You know what I'm saying? Do a old universal love favor right here. Let's all... You know what I'm saying? Let's all do this at the same time, man. I'm gonna play some motivational music. Play some motivational music, man. That'll help relax you. How about that? Let's get some little motivated music to relax everybody. All right, and we're gonna do that. All right, here we go. Yeah, you can get burned on your fingertips. Ain't nobody ever. Oh, sorry, man. Yeah, and let's try it out, people. Also go to www.chatroll.com, chatroll.com, and sign up and become a friend, man. You got Miss Heavenly Angel, who is known as One Heavenly Angel, on that site. It is basically a bite off of Blog Talk Radio. To where, I ain't even gonna say that, excuse me, it's a bite off of Tiny Chat. This shit look just like Tiny Chat. So if you familiar with Tiny Chat, you like Tiny Chat, well, go sign up at chatroll.com because you can integrate videos, pictures, and other cool stuff on your site all throughout your little chat box thingy. Something like that. And, well, damn, man, this is some fucking shit. Hello! I'm on the radio, Ivy. I'm on the radio. Oh, okay. Well, welcome to Jacksonville. I'm still on the radio. Okay, third time. I'm on the radio.
Oh, okay.
12 to 2. You know my time, man. You know the motherfucking magical hour. The power hour. Oh, to these times. Yeah, I forgot. Yeah, you down in Jayville now. Yeah, no. Jayville, y'all on the same time. We all on the same time. But no, he ain't called me yet. He ain't hit me up yet. Yeah, so, you know, I did tell him, really, I won't be ready to really set up no shows and stuff till after the 20th, April 20th, because that's when I'll have my official night lockdown at the club.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So then I can be able to do my thing. Everybody, this is I Be the Wise One live right here on the motherfucking Starship Smelly Prize. And, yeah, he should call the fuck in, you know what I'm saying? And, no, motherfucker, I'm talking about you call in. Yeah. Yeah, man, where the fuck is UPS at, man? I'm getting kind of pissed off. I got to call me some motherfuckers, man. Because these motherfuckers around here, boy, they'll pick your goddamn UPS package up. I'm like, goddamn, yeah. All right, shit, holler at me. You know, ain't nothing but a thing but a chicken wing. We got I Be the Wise One. Las Vegas finest down here in Florida, y'all. Going down real big. Ain't no nothing but trouble down here. Ain't nothing but trouble. Well, I tell you the goddamn, you done with the LV, huh? It ain't, but honestly, I'd be. Yeah, but I'm going to tell you one thing that's different. Florida's a more kid-friendly environment, you know what I'm saying? Compared to Las Vegas, man, I'm telling you, I don't give a fuck. Flying in and flying out that motherfucker, I didn't see shit for no goddamn kids.
Hey, well, I mean, just so everybody knows, this is a whole new situation
because
I'm flying solo.
Well, everybody knows because, goddamn it, I got the phone up to the goddamn show because it ain't no sense of me talking to myself right now. So, you know, even though I normally do that.
I'm sad to say I'm getting a divorce. You know what I'm saying? But it's for the best.
What the hell is a divorce for the best? Goddamn it, that ain't for the best. The kid's fucked up. The kids is fucked up. Now, well, you know you done said the wrong thing to me. I don't believe in divorce. I'm the type of nigga that's going to kill a bitch or a bitch going to kill me before we motherfucking get a divorce. I'm just old school like that. Man, shit. That's what Death Do Us Part is all about.
Yes.
For better or for poor, for richer or for worse, for what the fuck ever comes along, goddammit. You know what I'm saying? Sorry, bro. I got sympathy for you, and I feel you.
Now, even if it turns out that I could be slightly wrong, you know what I'm saying? That's a chance I'm willing to take.
Yeah.
I got to be able to handle me before I can handle any other problems.
Well, hey, bro. You know, you got to get on your grown man.
I can't do for my kids if I can't do for myself.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, that's the most important thing is the kids. You know what I'm saying?
There we go.
You know.
And regardless of what
I'm gonna hit you up a little later on, homie. Alright, exclusive shit. But I'm gonna tell you motherfuckers something, man. All you ladies out there, you don't marry a nigga like me. You don't marry smell so good, because I'm telling you, I'm gonna kill your motherfucking ass before we get divorced. I do not believe in none of that divorce fuck shit. You either gonna kill me, or I'm gonna kill you. Or move that nigga into the house, and I'm gonna move my bitch into the house, and we just gonna have a fucking party up in this motherfucker. But I can give two shits up a damn. I ain't getting no divorce. No. Fuck no, nah, you ain't getting no divorce. Hell no. Nah. And we're going to stay in the same goddamn house. Motherfucking right. You got to put a collar up in the back for that nigga. You know what I'm saying? I'll put a sleeping bag on the side for my bitch. But we going to be staying up in this house together. You got me fucked up. But, you know, hey, to each his own, man. To each his own, people. You know what I'm saying? If you feel that that's your safe haven to get way to get out of the relationship is through that divorce. You know what I'm saying? Which me, that's why I say I don't believe in no motherfucking marriage certificates, period. You know what I'm saying? Because nowadays, you know what I'm saying, marriage wasn't the 1980s shit that was on the TVs back in the days when a nigga was, you know, had 300-400 people at the wedding, and then, you know, you carry your goddamn wife out the fucking wedding shit into the car and then put it in the car, and then you got cans and all that shit on the back of the motherfucking car. Shit, nowadays, by the time you come out the wedding, nigga, the cans is gone. Nigga, the motherfucker, shit, motherfucker, homeless people that came and took all the cans, goddammit. Nigga, damn, nigga, these a dollar a can. Shit, let me get all these motherfuckers. String, too, nigga, I can use the string. Fuck that. Hook a can to a can. Let's make some phone calls. Oh, man, I'm sorry, y'all. I'm too dramatic, too legit to quit, goddammit. It's all good, though. Welcome to the Shizzo. It's my homeboy Ashwood up in this motherfucking No Sleep Entertainment on My Health, Your Health Monday, man. You know, you just heard some wise words from the I Be the Wise One. You know what I'm saying? My daughter left Las Vegas, Nevada, people, and moved to his new home up Florida. Wow. Why would you move here? Probably because we the hottest motherfucking place on the planet. And shit, this is the goddamn best place that you can slow the fuck down. If you motherfuckers is going too fast in your own home state, move the fuck down here, because I guarantee you, nigga, we going at an Amish carriage crawl and shit. You know what I'm saying? We look like Amish people in them old carriages and shit. That's how slow we move down here. But, bitch, we about our paper. So you come down here trying to get a motherfucking nigga thinking he all slow and shit. Like these other niggas come down from Chicago, I had to pull that thing on their ass. Y'all heard the clip. You know what I'm saying? I had to put that motherfucking thing on their ass. Don't come down here half-stepping now. We will put your ass in the dirt. Your dick will be put in the dirt, as we like to say. Like white folks like to say, let me see, what's old crazy-ass white boy word? We'll fucking rip your nuts off. And that's what Dawg said. Oh, man. Let me see how the white boy said. Where is that? Where is that? I don't trust you. Yeah, rip your balls off and feed them to the. Well, the fuck that motherfucker be talking about? I mean, he says the crazy shit with white folks. Y'all say some crazy shit.
I don't trust you. And if you betray us, I'll rip your fucking balls off and stuff them up your ass so that the next time you shit, you'll shit all over your balls. Got it?
Who the fuck say shit like that? Like, who the fuck say shit like that? For real. And nigga's like, nigga, you keep motherfucking playing around, nigga, I'm gonna cut your dick off, nigga. And you ain't gonna, we ain't gonna say no gay shit like that. One thing niggas do not talk about is another man's dick or balls. You ain't never heard that in a fight. Ashwood, when the last time you told nigga you gonna kick him in his balls? Or you gonna rip his nuts off? You keep talking, dog, I'm gonna grab your dick and squeeze it till it hurt.
No.
Nigga, that's some fag shit. If you come up to me and shit like that, I'm gonna be motherfucker have to question your ass. You know what I'm saying? Oh man. Hey, but hey, you gotta love them, you know. Then you got Chinese people coming out here with they non-cursing ass. Fuck are you, mother bitch. Fuck your mother bitch. You bitches of sons. You, I kill you bitches of sons. Like Mr. Miyagi. No. It's not bitches. It's you sons of bitches. Sons of bitches, Mr. Miyagi. God damn. First thing a motherfucker do, come down here and get the curse languages fucked up. You know what I'm saying? Like, You fucker, you. No, Chang. It don't go you fucker, you. You blacker man. You blacker man. Fucker, you blacker man. I feel sorry for your mother. And there goes niggas. And that's the first thing we do, what we do. We turn, this motherfucker just say something about my mama. White boy, excuse me, sir, I don't think you know my mother. Fuck that shit. We pulling out pistols and slingshots, ready to get in the nigga's ass. Talk about my mama. Oh, anyway. Let's continue on, people. Ashwood, we are on the, wait. Let me stop that real quick. Let me see if you even know. Let's see if Ashwood is smart or if, you know what a chakra is, brother?
A what?
Chakra.
I can't hear you. Just say it again.
Chakra. Your chakra.
Chakra? Nah, I don't know what that is.
Chakra, motherfucker. I ain't say no chocolate. Chakra.
Chakra?
Yeah, your C-H-A-K-R-A. Your chakra, man.
I don't know what that is, man. I know it's something.
That motherfucker. I know what it's something. Yeah, motherfucker, it's got to be something if I say this shit. It's going to have to be something. It's a what?
What's
no, no, motherfucker, not Shaka, motherfucker, Chakra, not
Chakra.
The movie Shaka. You talking about Shaka, the nigga that went in the bodies and shit? No, no, not that motherfucker. No, no, Chakra, man, is 7 points inside your human body from the head to the toe. You know what I'm saying? That it causes a lot. That causes everything in your life. You know what I'm saying? Your ball, your body is just a transport of energy, correct? That's all your body is, right? It's just a transport of energy. Right now, you're just walking around as a big-ass body of energy, right or wrong. If you touch a person with cold hands with your warm hands, what are you doing? You are warming them up. You are transferring energy. You transferring your energy from your body into their body. Therefore, what? Giving them energy and heating them up. Same premise when you hug a person and they definitely cold and shit. All you're doing is transferring energy, people. What the fuck is heat? Heat is movement. It's molecules moving all the fuck around to create heat. So that's what your chakras are. Yeah, that's what chakras are. Mudra, what we're talking about here is mudra. M-U-D-R-A. Mudra is a technique that you can use, you know what I'm saying, which it goes along with your chakras. That's when you find yourself, and I know you've done this once or twice before, without even think about what it was. You ever started with your thumb and took your finger and just did like the Itsy Bitsy Spider song? You know what I'm saying, how you Itsy Bitsy Spider, you touch each fingertip all the way down? You feel me? That's transferring energy. You're transferring energy right now. All right, let me break it down to you. All right, your thumb touches the tip of your index finger, all right? That opens the root chakra. Now I'm going to have to repeat what the roots and all this of, because we got some late bloomers in here, all right? But that opens the root chakra, and it moves more energy to the legs and the lower body. And it makes one calmer and more concentrated. Now what I was asking everybody to do while I'm reading these four mudras techniques and the effects is to actually sit here and do the shit. Sit wherever the fuck you at right now. I know you know it might be kind of hard because some of y'all got the phones up to your ears and shit. But hold the phone, you know, or put it on speakerphone, or have you could do it because I'm doing it. I got the fucking phone on one ear, and just start from your thumb and touch the first finger. The one that you always point at a motherfucker. You know what I'm saying? Your pointing finger. Yeah, you're pointing. All right, and then touch them. Hold each time you do that. Hold for count to two. One, two, switch. One, two, switch. 2 seconds. Do like 2 seconds. You might need to do a little bit longer, but shit, the show about the motherfucking end, so I just want to get everybody into the practice of doing this shit. But if you feel that, you know what I'm saying, you need to do it longer, do the shit longer. Touch each one of your fingers and do that in succession. Meaning do that repeatedly, you know what I'm saying, in succession for at least 10 to 15 minutes. And then after that, see the effects, you know what I'm saying, of your body. See how your body feels. Now, truthfully, you're supposed to be in the position of sitting down with your body, your upper body should be straight, too. You shouldn't be slumped over. And, you know, you motherfuckers out there that's got back problems and shit, you know what I'm saying, where your back curves over, you know what I'm saying, you still could correct that. You just need to practice, you know, good body posture. Sit straight the fuck up, you know what I'm saying, your back straight up, you know what I'm saying, stomach, chest out, and then you sit there with your hands, man, and just do the technique while I keep reading these motherfuckers, all right? Now, your thumb, when it touches the tip of your middle finger, Your bird, which is the second finger when you're shooting the bird, okay, that fosters patience. Right there, every time you're touching that, that's giving you patience. You know what I'm saying? That's calming you down, giving you more patience. So even if, you know, a motherfucker is arguing with you and you feeling mad, just try that shit. Like if you get mad with your girl one day or you get mad with your guy, sit up there and just run through the finger techniques. You know what I'm saying? You might continue arguing, but think about those techniques in your head. You know what I'm saying? And just count. One, two. One, two, one, two. All right? Keep doing that. And see if that doesn't, you know what I'm saying, give you some more patience. You know what I'm saying? Make you calmer and get you, it makes you more concentrated. All right? And then you touch your ring finger. You know, your thumb touches the tip of your ring finger. All right? That means energy. That gives you energy, stability, and self-confidence. Okay? And then the last one, not least, is your thumb touches the tip of your pinky finger. Okay? And then it gives you intuition and feeling. All right? And this is all... This set is a simplified version of a Kundalini yoga exercise. All right, and that's just what it compares to. So, if you all like to learn more information, go to eclecticenergies.com. That's ELCECTIC. Eclecticenergies.com. Learn more about it, man. This is just a brief introduction to chakras. Make sure you go out and get in touch with your chakras today, man. It'll give you some more inner peace. And fucking meditate. Very important, people. You got to take some time out to yourself and meditate. You know what I'm saying? Find anywhere, closet or whatever the fuck. Find somewhere there ain't no noise, nobody going to distract you. And take 15 minutes out the day to just sit there and fucking meditate. Think about some things in the world. You know what I'm saying? That's real. I'd like to thank everybody, you know what I'm saying, Net, Teddy J, Heavenly Angel, Miss Computer Lady, Side Night, I'll Be the Wise One, Ashwood, Miss Trees, everybody all the way around the world.
And I mean the world.
Yeah, we'll do some motherfucking chi lessons next Monday. You know what I'm saying? We're going to practice some Tai Chi on this motherfucking Man My Health, Your Health Monday. Brought to you by Mr. Cyanide. And I guess he knows how to do Tai Chi. So, Mr. Cyanide, you will have to call in and instruct the class on how to do some motherfucking Tai Chi. And that's how we get it in. You know what I'm saying? All the way around the world. Peace out, y'all. You know I got much love for you. Fuck it, I got one last song for the world. Got one last song for the world. Let's see what the hell we're going to get up out of here on. Something that's, you know, kind of stress relieving. You know what I'm saying? I know. Economical pressure. That's what you need. Goddamn it. Good old economical pressure. You already know. Ashwood, I'll holler at you later, homie. I'll be on the hood. I'll be in the hood in just a few.
Under pressure, a lot of people. celebration.